It was a beautiful day. It was springtime, and spirits were high. Jesus and his apostles had just finished their long trek, 3 or 4 days of walking, their long trek from the Galilee to Jerusalem. They made it. They got to Jerusalem. In Jerusalem, they had just climbed those beautiful steps that lead up to the Temple Mount. And when they got up to the Temple Mount with the weather and the success of their trip, they looked around the beautiful mount, which was a large plaza, very, very large. And in the middle of it was the temple, the beautiful Jewish temple, the Temple of Jerusalem. And people were commenting on how beautiful everything was. And they were commenting how beautiful the temple was. They were saying, look at how the stones were cut in the marble and the gold and the gems that are put in the walls. This was a beautiful, beautiful place. And it should have been, because it was the temple for the Jews. They strongly believed that this is the one place on earth that God lived, was present. In fact, in Hebrew, the word temple is really the holy house. The holy house where God lives. Now, all their neighbors, the pagans, they had many, many temples to their many, many gods. And even the smallest of villages would have several temples in it. But for the Jews, there's only one God, and he only lives in one house, and that is that beautiful temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. And they were just so happy to be at this beautiful place. But then Jesus speaks, and boy, does he crash the party, because he says to them, look at that temple. You know, the day will come when there will not be one stone on top of another. That whole temple will be destroyed. And of course, they were shocked. And of course, they were horrified, this beautiful house of God. How could it be destroyed? But then again, they knew something. They knew that the house, the holy house, was not always this beautiful marble place. And they knew that in the past, the other beautiful marble houses of God that stood here were destroyed. So they said, when is this going to happen? And Jesus says, well, time will tell. But there'll be much that will happen between that event and now. And of course, we want to remember that the Jews got the idea that God dwelt among them very simply. They were liberated from Egypt, and Moses led them through the desert. And in the desert, where they were for 40 years, every day a cloud would lead them. And it was God leading them. And every night, a flame, a fire, would lead them or protect them. And so what they did was, when they stopped to make camp and put up their tents to live in, which they did for 40 years, they would always set up one other tent a little distance from the community, and that was the temple, that was the tent where they said God would spend the night as they rested in that tent. And as time went on, they put into that tent a gold box. And they put in that gold box 2 gifts that God gave them from heaven. The one gift were the 2 stone tablets with the 10 commandments on them. This is the word of God. And the second was pieces of the manna that God sent down every day to feed the bread from heaven, to feed his people. So these 2 sacred objects bespoke the presence of God in that desert tent. And they carried that tent all through the 40 years in the desert. And when they got into the promised land, they kept that tent. And they kept that gold box, the Ark of the Covenant. And they did so for 300 years. And then when Solomon became king, Solomon said, you know, Jerusalem, we've built this beautiful city and a palace for the king, and we still have on the top of the hill an old desert tent, which is very old and falling apart. But it still had the Ark of the Covenant in it. And he said, let's build a beautiful house for God, for God's presence. And he built the first temple. And historians tell us it was spectacular. One of the great marvels of the ancient world. And it stood there for 400 years, but then after 400 years, the Babylonians came in and destroyed it. Took stone down from stone, totally destroyed. And 100 years later, the Persian king said to the Jews, rebuild that temple. And they did. They rebuilt it. So that was the second temple, the second house, right on the same spot, on the highest hill in Jerusalem. And it wasn't as nice as the first one. But over the years, they kept redecorating it. But over the years, too, other foreign invaders came and desecrated the temple, but they never destroyed it. They desecrated it, but never destroyed it. And then, just a few years, maybe 40 years before the birth of Jesus, the king, Jewish King Herod, redecorated in a spectacular way, stunning. And it was still being fixed up in the time of Jesus. And so when Jesus and the apostles get up to that desert, the mount of the temple, they see this beautiful place. But Jesus reminds them of the past. And he reminds them that this is going to pass too. And they all become very discouraged. Now, Jesus dies, and that temple is there for the next 40 years after the death of Jesus. But 40 years after the death of Jesus, the Romans come in and destroy it permanently. Gone. Forever. That temple has never been rebuilt. And in fact, on the spot where that temple was, the Muslims have a shrine. Muslim shrine. So the temple in Jerusalem is no more, and hasn't been for 2,000 years. Now, during those 40 years, Paul, the apostle, went way out into the hinterlands to preach Jesus. And he's in foreign countries, far from Jerusalem, and he's preaching Jesus. And, of course, these people have all kinds of temples, pagans. And he says, don't go into any of those. And they say, well, should we go to the temple in Jerusalem? He says, no, it's too far away. You can't go. So he said, where's our temple? And Paul says, oh, it's very easy. Your temple is right with you. You take Christ, you accept Christ, and Christ gives you a gift. And the gift is the divine presence. It's called the Holy Spirit. And when you're baptized, you are filled with the Holy Spirit, and you live from then on as a holy abode of God in your being, in your body. You are now the temple, the Christian temple of God. You carry God all the days of your life. You are filled with grace. You have the power of holiness. And this is beautiful. Now, we have to remind ourselves of this because sometimes we don't think what our identity is, that we are sacred. We are sacred, and we have sacred power. God lives within us, and with this presence, we can perform miracles. We can bring into this world goodness and love and compassion. So yes, this gospel is a little discouraging that that beautiful building would be destroyed, but there's something even more beautiful in its place. And what's more beautiful in its place is you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.